power and size of China's military is often thought of partly in terms of maintaining control of its vast population, but a whole different kind of army might be needed to fight gender imbalance in China. New York-based French artist Prue Nourry's latest exhibit, titled Terracotta Daughters, is designed to highlight the traditional and cultural preference for boys in the country. The exhibit, underway at the China Institute in New York, of over 100 sculptures of Chinese schoolgirls, is a twist on the original sculpture collection of terracotta warriors and horses that depicts the armies of Qin Shi Huang, the first emperor of China. Daybreak Asia's Francis Alonso visited New York City to see the exhibit in person.
Early on a Sunday morning in late September, I traveled about two blocks south of the 9/11 Memorial in New York City to the China Institute's exhibition of 108 life-size sculptures of Chinese girls, titled Terracotta Daughters, by French artist Prue Nourry. She says her work is to highlight birth preference and sex selection.
And this project leading to the issue of gender imbalance, because through all my projects since a few years, and I focused on boys' preference and all the sex selection that happened a lot around the world, but especially in Asia.
Nourry says that while the Chinese government has not approved or disapproved of her work, she adds that she has collaborated with sociologists who work with the Chinese government.
Even if the Terracotta Soldiers and the Terracotta Daughters is linked to an issue in China and for the Chinese government, in a way, we are working on the same direction because they have this program called Care for Girls, and they need people to realize that girls are important today because this demographical imbalance is an issue also for them, because the scans and ultrasound, people use it to select the gender. And so this created a huge imbalance that makes generations of today searching for brides, and they can't find brides.
Nourry used the faces of eight orphan Chinese girls as the models for each 5-foot-tall sculpture. She says the girls were selected by an NGO that works in the countryside where there is more gender selection. Each daughter is slightly different and has distinctive details. With 108 combinations, an auspicious number in China, that leaves no two sculptures alike. Nourry says the exhibit's initial success in Shanghai in September 2013 led it to traveling shows in Paris, Zurich, and now in New York until October 4th, before it moves on to its last stop in Mexico City. Nourry adds that the exhibit is a self-financed project with the sale of the original 8 sculptures to collectors. The proceeds support each of the girls' education and finance the production of the army. Traveling expenses for the exhibit is done with the sale of bronze replicas. Lily Chopra is the artistic director of the French Institute, which is co-presenting the installation with the China Institute. She says the future of the exhibit is to increase awareness of gender imbalance in China in the coming decades by burying it in a secret site in Shanghai, China.
This is an installation of 108 sculptures of little girl of life-size sculptures that are touring around the world, and then will go back to Shanghai to be actually buried. And then in 2030, when it's the peak of the inequality in terms of number of male and female in China, it will be then excavated like a real archaeological site.
Nourry says the 2030 date was selected due to the work of Chinese sociologists that she's working with, that's when there'll be the most bachelors in China looking for brides and not finding any women to get married to. Francis Alonso, VOA News.